questions you always had, the answers you were never given, the place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Welcome to another episode of the Veritas Project. Tonight, we dive deep into a realm of hidden truths and expose the unseen forces shaping our world. We have a veteran of this program, Matt Landman, returning to share groundbreaking insights and updates on a range of pressing topics. First, we'll explore innovative health strategies to combat the pervasive threats of chemtrails and radiation. Matt will reveal practical tips and daily regimens that can help protect you and your loved ones from these invisible dangers. Next, we delve into the controversial world of 5G technology and Agenda 2030. Matt will provide a deeper understanding of the health implications of 5G and its connection to global agendas that seek to reshape our lives. We'll then shift gears to discuss the economic challenges many face today and how Matt's Silver Clothing line offers unique solutions for resilience in these uncertain times. As we navigate the economic landscape, we'll also uncover the hidden implications of QR codes and the influence of powerful entities like the Rothschilds. Social media bots are another tool of manipulation we'll dissect, revealing their role in shaping public opinion and spreading misinformation. Matt will share recent discoveries on this digital battleground and how to protect ourselves from these invisible manipulators. As we approach the next presidential election, the stakes have never been higher. Matt will offer predictions and insights on what to expect, highlighting the broader context of world leaders being ousted as part of a larger, orchestrated plan by the New World Order. We'll also get an exclusive update on Matt's highly anticipated documentary, Frankenskies 2, which promises to bring new revelations and insights into weather modification and geoengineering. Join us as we embark on this journey to uncover hidden agendas and arm ourselves with knowledge. Stay tuned for a thought-provoking discussion that challenges the mainstream narrative and empowers you with the truth. Matt Landman is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Northwest USA in Oregon, I'd like to welcome a Veritas veteran, Matt Landman. Hello, Matt, and welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Mel. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's been a while, but I know this is probably like our fourth time or something like that.
I lost count, but every time we talk, there's something new. And it was a couple of years ago we last spoke, I believe, after we got out of the pandemic, which, by the way, I think they're trying to bring another one. And I've been trying to get away from talking about this, but we can't because they're trying to do it again. I didn't expect to begin the interview with this, but do you think now they're saying they're going to have to vaccinate all cows or check all cows? What do you think is going to happen in the next few months before November, if you know what I mean?
Well, it's hard to say, really. I did just see that the Biden administration did a big political move with locking down the borders, which was really smart of him, considering a lot of people were complaining that they didn't want to vote for him because he's so lenient on the Mexican border. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's pulling out all the stops to try to get those votes, it seems. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that probably they'll let things just kind of flow for now. But then when the election comes, I have the suspicion that there'll be a lot of fraud, at least fraud fingers pointing, you know, like certain states that should be blue will go red, and certain states that should be red will go blue and whatnot. And that'll continue to add to the whole mistrust in the election system in the United States. There's this movie, 2000 Mules, and it went so viral on Amazon that I find a lot of suspicion in anything that's mainstream media that goes and tells the world that our election system is fraudulent. I mean, certain things that get pushed into the mainstream, I am suspicious of. Regarding the, you know, inoculation of cows and the bird flu and all that sort of stuff, I think it's a systematic attack on the food supply, you know, one thing at a time. I was over in Scotland just now and in England and London and what have you. But in Scotland, I've spoke to some farmers and they're being offered $150,000 to not farm, you know, and they're being given all these incentives to give up their land to windmills and other things for this net zero green initiative. But I do believe that the way of life that we're used to is under attack systematically. Do I think that there's going to be another lockdown in the near future? I don't know. It seems like that there's other things at play now. We've got this solar flare stuff, which I think is only likely partly truth, you know, just like everything. And that could lead to, you know, some chaos and what have you, problem, reaction, solution. And then along with that, there's still people where I live wearing masks. They're still stuck in the fear of the last thing. So, you know, will something like that rear its ugly head between now and election? Personally, I don't think so. I think they've got other things on their plate, such as war with Iran, conflict in the Middle East, this beef with Russia and all this other nonsense. I think they got plenty going on, but who knows, really, you know what I mean?
Well, you said about the border. Whatever Biden is doing at the border with an executive order, I read it. It has more holes than the border itself, and I will never forget, Matt, how he closed my border, the border that's close to me. I have business in Mexico, so I have to go down there all the time and come back. So he closed that for legal citizens for 30 days in December and January. But every night, it was open for thousands of illegal migrants, and I have the videos to prove it. What do you think is the real reason? We're not talking about hundreds or thousands. We're talking about millions in the past couple of years that have made it all the way here. What do you think the real reason for that is? And I know a lot of people think, oh, it's because he wants voters. Is that the real reason, or is it something else?
Well, as we know, the CIA, they're very good at dismantling countries from within, whether it's the Sunni and the Shiites being pinned against one another, or Afghanistan and Uzbekistan and all, you know, Kazakhstan being armed by our, you know, intelligence agencies in order to divide and break up the USSR. They're very good, or even the Arab Spring and Omar Gaddafi, who was actually a hero, if you really look into what Gaddafi was doing. I even hear more and more about him, even recently, about not just unifying Africa, but bringing water to all of Africa through a canal system and all this sort of stuff. And all of that seems to be slowly happening here, dismantling of the United States from within. If you let all of a flood of migrants in from all, not just Mexico, I mean, who knows who is now in the country, it seems like that eventually we're going to deal with some sort of civil unrest, or maybe, I mean, if we really do actually go to war with Iran, you know, if that unravels, there could be, you know, backlash. And, you know, it just seems like it's just a dismantling of our national security, you know, in that means. But there's also other structures through healthcare and whatnot. But I think the ultimate goal is to get us divided from within, so that if some war breaks out, it'll be tough to know who's who, you know.
Chemtrails, we do something very close to you. And by the way, I didn't know that you were working on Frankenskies 2. When is that coming out?
I would love for Frankenskies 2 to come out by the end of the year. I just need to find the right people. I'm working on it, been working on it for a couple years. Just in the past few days, I've had a lot of opening of doors. I've now got a great soil scientist who I'm going to be interviewing, and he has been able through microbial research to find these different, just kind of like your gut bacteria. If you got your gut bacteria up to speed, you can live healthy and activate your immune system. He's doing that with humans and also soil that is trained. The microbes are trained and designed to eat heavy metals and detoxify soil. So that's a new thing that just opened up for me yesterday. And then also arborists. I've got an awesome tree specialist who can corroborate the story of how the aluminum is so hard. I've been saying aluminium for the past month.
Because we were in London.
Yeah, it's funny. So aluminum disrupts plants' ability to uptake water. The aluminum oxide that's sprayed in the aerosol chemtrail campaign, not only does it wreak havoc on our immune system and cause dementia and Alzheimer's, the number one, the leading cause of death in the UK is now dementia and Alzheimer's, which comes from aluminium toxicity in the brain, right? Aluminum toxicity in the brain. For those that don't know, aluminium is how you say aluminum on the other side of the world. In New Zealand, I just did a show in New Zealand, same thing. UK, same thing. They look at you like you got two heads if you say aluminum. So you got to say aluminium for them. It's funny.
Or vitamin.
Vitamin. There's a lot of funny words. So what happens when the aluminum oxide is sprayed? It's the patented fire accelerant, mind you. So it makes the forest tinder boxes ready to be set aflame with the precipitation of lightning storms, or just having people light fires, hired arsons on the ground, as we're going to end up witnessing in a couple months here as we go into fire season again. But one thing that is very scientific and studied and researched is the aluminum. It prevents plants and trees from uptaking nutrients and water, especially. So no matter how much rain these trees get, because of the aluminum overload, they can't upload the water properly and get hydrated. So that's leading to tree die-offs. Where I live, I live in Ashland, Oregon, which is just on the Northern California, Southern Oregon border. We have a massive tree die-off right now. I just took a walk in the park the other day and it was really sad. We're talking 100-year-old trees. A lot of them, primarily conifers, these ponderosa pines, beautiful, beautiful trees, are just dying. They're dying, and you can tell that they look like they've been singed. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you get that magnifying glass out and you use it to intensify sunlight and you can kind of cook an ant or maybe burn a plant. It's like when they spray the aluminum, the UV shifts so much that it's almost frying. It looks like the edges of these pine needles, the tips are fried. And then also the trees are just dying from, you know, the aluminum overload, which is really sad. And local scientists are scratching their heads. The firemen are scratching their heads. Nobody's putting two and two together. At the end of the day, the mainstream media will tell you climate change, which is kind of true because climate change is geoengineering, you know, but they don't really know that. So I'm getting to the nitty gritty and finding the right interview candidates finally. But it's a real struggle, Mel. You know, you get somebody that you think is a great candidate and you start to get to know them and interview them, and maybe they're not on the same page with geoengineering. Maybe they know about it and think it's a good thing that it's saving humanity. Maybe they think that anthropogenic man-made global warming, climate change is real and that we're in dire straits. You know, and these to me are mistruths, and I'm not going to compromise with this movie. I want to have the perfect people interviewed. So I've got some great interviews under my belt and I've got some great footage altogether, but we're not quite there yet. I don't want to wait for climate change lockdowns. I hope those don't even happen, but it's all in God's hands at this point. Frankenskies2.com for those that are interested in the updates.
I really think that if there's another lockdown, it won't be another pandemic. It will be because of this, because of the quote-unquote climate change. I also want to pay tribute to a couple of people. A.C. Griffith, he passed away years ago, but he's one of my very first interviews. He was married to the daughter of a Supreme Court justice where he was, and also Michael Murphy, who passed away a few years ago. People who started with all of this, and we continue with the torch. How many years have you, in your opinion, when was the first time you ever realized this is not real, what's happening above ourselves?
Well, I've been a chemtrail activist for 10 years. I mean, like, devoted my life to it for 10 years. And yes, rest in peace, Michael J. Murphy, who made the movie What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying? He was one of those first, what do you call it, groundbreaking, you know, paving the way for us all. I first woke up to all of this in around 2013. It didn't take me long to become an activist and devote my life to it when I realized that not very many people knew, and also the documentaries and whatnot that did exist, I wanted to do a better job. I wanted to show the history behind it, because that really is something that people can sink their teeth in. My film Frankensky starts in 1920. And by the time you get to 1950, it's self-evident that the military-industrial complex has been sharpening their tools for some time to get to where they're at. You have to see the background to really know where we're at today, because if you just look at the skies today, it's changed so much that it's hard to realize what it was. You know, when did you first wake up to this, Mel?
I realized something was going on. I would say 1996, 97, when I was living in California. I lived close to the beach. We have, you know, lots of blue skies without clouds because of the winds in that part of the world. But I start seeing these planes just coming, and I used to fly planes out of the John Wayne Airport. And then I would see, they would tell me what the weather was in the morning, and then at noon, boom, all of a sudden it was gray, and I was questioning it. But nobody, my instructor, all their pilots, they had no idea. And I didn't know what the term was. Then in the early 2000s, that's when it became obvious to me something was going on. And the 2010s, I realized they're changing movies and DVDs and adding via CGI chemtrails in certain videos, old commercials. And I'm thinking, why are they doing that? Is it because they want the new generations to think that this has always existed?
Unbelievable. And that was in San Diego where you were living, is that right?
Orange County. Orange County, yes, and then Northern California too.
Oh, wow. And yes, I have been seeing the media, how they do, they really push it in the video games. They have redone movies to have the chemtrails in it. Once you start to open your eyes to the efforts through the Hollywood mind control and how they pull out all the stops to condition the mind, video games, cartoons. The cartoons are blatant. But yeah, it's actually a process. If people start to see that and how hard that they try, it can actually wake people up. It's a double-edged sword. I think that the powers that be, the more darkness they show, the more that people realize that there's light and they get to pick a side, you know.
So what you mentioned about people in the other side of the pond with dementia and Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. I play poker with a group of doctors. I'm the only non-doctor. And they still talk to me because they know what I discuss. But one of them is a neurologist. And I asked him point blank the other day. And I said, do you see a lot of more preponderance of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other things? And he says, yes, it's probably about 50% more in the last couple of years. And we don't know why. Why is it that these doctors don't step outside the box and start? It's like all of a sudden deaths that we're seeing, people in their teens, 20s, sports people dying, and all of a sudden, nobody knows. They're trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, it's shocking that the doctors don't put two and two together. It takes an open mind, and I guess when you're part of the system and you are reliant on a paycheck, it's difficult for you to, you know, admit the facts that the aluminum is coming from the injections and the aerosol campaign. If you really open your eyes to that, then maybe you wouldn't even want to be a doctor anymore, to be frank. I found that there's actually, I can't find the ingredients quite yet, but there's actually a cancer vaccine in that they were promoting when I was in London, which I was floored by, because in my eyes, vaccines will give you cancer, but now they've got people lining up, not even if you have cancer, but to prevent cancer. Now they've got a vaccine for it. They've also got an Alzheimer's inoculation vaccine thing that supposedly helps, you know, get some of the stuff out of your brain. But really, instead of, you know, dealing with the problem once it arises, I think people should address it beforehand, learn how to chelate Get the fluoride out of your toothpaste. Get the aluminum out of your...
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.